Hello everyone and welcome back to the Sage Study Show. Today I had the pleasure of talking to Nada, who is a YouTuber. You may have seen her before, I'm sure you have. StudyTuber gives amazing study advice, and we are talking today all about the jump from GCSE to A-level. Today Nada gave us her top tips and I helped out a little bit as well as to what to expect for next year, what you can do to prepare, and really how to have the best sick form experience. So without further ado, let's dive straight into today's episode. Welcome to the Stylish Study Show. I'm your host, Ella Harmony, the founder of Stylish Study. This is the podcast for the students who want to achieve their dream grades, have a clear guide to success, and level up to live their best life. I myself went from being miserable with failing grades to reaching my full potential and getting A stars. Today, I'm here to share with you everything I learned along the way, so let's dive straight into this episode. So today on the show, we have a very special guest, and I'm sure you've probably seen her videos before. I'm going to let her introduce herself to you now.
My name is Nada and I am an A-level student in college, and I study A-level chemistry, maths and further maths, and I have a YouTube channel. I balance a lot of things like trading, YouTube, art and other hobbies on top of a lot of the stuff that I'm doing right now, and I'm just trying to get my life together and just, you know, do what I do as a teenager and become successful as much as I can.
Amazing, I love that. And I'm sure some of our viewers will have come across your video all about GCSE to A-level transition. And that's actually what we're going to talk about today. We're going to have a little discussion about that. So what would be your kind of top tips on how to prepare between GCSE and then going into sick form and taking your A-levels?
I'm going to be honest, there is no need to study over the holiday. Like, it is so pointless. I tried it, it benefited me. Like, it did not benefit me at all, like zero. And the reason to that is because when you go to college, you're going to pick up the skills anyway, and you're going to get taught the content anyway. And once, if you, for example, give yourself like, okay, I'm going to chill after I do this. But then when you get to the point where you finished all the work that you need to do, unnecessary studying is not a good thing. I feel like you're just constantly like, you're never going to see the light to the end of the tunnel. And when you're constantly studying all the time and you're never giving yourself breaks, even when you don't need to, you're going to lose motivation and you're going to burn out, and you're never going to see the light to the end of the tunnel. You can be as productive, you can be productive in many other ways. And I feel like when people finish high school or college, because they only know studying as a form of productivity, they feel useless without school. So try and get in. You don't have to be making money and being rich, but you can, for example, learn any form of skill. You can learn a language, you can learn how to play the guitar, you can learn to paint, sketch, draw, you can start, for example, making TikTok videos. Anything that you enjoy doing, do it instead of just doing nothing and feeling useless about your life. And I feel like when you're in summer, like, there's nothing wrong with giving yourself time to watch Netflix. There's no need to beat yourself up because you see other people studying. Most of the people you see studying are usually people like me, because I actually have exams coming soon. When you don't have exams, chill. You don't need to study. But like, take this time to reflect on yourself and maybe reassess how you studied in high school, and maybe think, how could I like be more efficient in my work? How could I learn to enjoy college without stressing out as much? And just like ask, like, for example, look at other people. Look, try and maybe figure out what A-levels you want to do. Enjoy your holiday, because you're not going to have time to chill like this ever again.
Definitely. I love that. And I think that it's so important that we actually balance our study with our chill time, and that is summer is for a reason. Summer is so you can have a break, summer is so you can actually chill out. And I think that we need to remember that, especially when we're going between years. I think that if you want to do a little bit, you can maybe get the textbooks for next year and have a quick read through, but they are going to teach you everything that you need to learn. They're going to go through it with you, and I feel like oftentimes you may just be stressing about learning something, but when someone actually explains it to you that knows the subject, it's going to be so much easier. So you'll cut out that faff. But like you said, I think that at the same time, you can still do other things that are really productive. So for example, maybe you want to get a job. Maybe you have some other hobbies that you've had to put to the side because you've had to study for your GCSEs. Maybe there are other things that you'd like to do. People you'd like to see. Obviously, we haven't been able to really see anyone for so long. And also, if you are really wanting to do something that's study based, Try out some different study techniques as well. I think this is a really pivotal time that you have the time to actually sit down and think, okay, do I like the way that I've been doing my flashcards? Is there a more efficient way that I can do it? And just sit down and have a practice. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on yourself to make these amazing flashcards for next year. Because when you're actually in that class and you're actually going through the course, it's going to be so much easier to actually know what you need to do.
When it comes to like learning during the summer holiday, in my opinion, focus on learning life skills, learn money management, learn, I don't know, like early farmer, for example, like spirituality, personal development, all of that stuff, because you do need to take care of yourself as a person. And school, unfortunately, doesn't teach us life skills and doesn't teach us how to handle money. They just teach you, you're going to pay bills, you're going to pay taxes. You're not going to ever learn to make good money when you're older. So I feel like, obviously, for as teenagers, we're not responsible, obviously, but it's good to like get in the habit of saving money, get in the habit of investing money at a young age. Obviously now this generation has changed, but it's just a good habit to constantly read, educate yourself, and the rewards for it will come in the long term if you actually do take time to look after yourself and to learn things for your future. Because school, you learn things, but I feel like you don't learn life skills in school. And I feel like the summer holiday is the time where you can learn life skills. And like you said as well, like you can, if you want to skim through the textbook, feel free, just so you know what content is on there. But like I said, you're going to be stressing out about learning stuff and you will not be able to understand it. It will be really difficult. And when the teachers explain it to you in a way you would understand it, like you're just basically wasting time by teaching yourself A-level content because you will not understand it. It's really difficult to understand if you've never seen it before.
Definitely. And I feel like when you first of all start your A-levels, I'm sure you probably experienced this as well, that your grades just really weren't that great because it takes that time. You're doing... So obviously before you used to have AS levels and then you'd have A levels. So now that it's like in a whole 2-year course and it's only pretty much for most subjects assessed with exams at the end. So you start your course and everything is really difficult and it is really stressful to actually try and learn it. And that's not to say that A levels will be excruciatingly difficult, but it is a process. It's a process of improvement. It's a process of learning. So if, like you said, if you want to just kind of look at the content, feel free to do that, but it's going to be so much easier and it's going to be so much quicker to actually start learning and to start revising when you are doing it with your course, with your teachers, and through that structure that they're going to provide for you. We had a question through on Instagram and it was, what do I actually need to buy for A-levels?
The thing is, this is very subjective because some schools provide you with everything. If you see over here, all of these folders that are on my shelf right now, all of them, I can get any folder I want from the teachers in school. I get notebooks from school. I get everything I need from school. Like if I need a pen, they'll give it to me. And to be honest, you don't need like flashcards, it depends on the subjects you do. For example, I do maths, further maths and chemistry. I don't really use flashcards. I just memorize straight off the booklets we're given in class. And when it comes to things like textbooks and things like that, I feel like get the basic necessities of stationery, like pens, pencils, rulers. But you don't need like mathematical instruments for maths A level. They don't use that anymore. And then when it comes to like calculators, that's a really important one. Maths calculators, don't buy them until you're in college because, like I said, you switch options around all the time. So if you don't like a subject and you spent like £70 to £90 on a calculator, it's just not a good idea. So I'd say is don't buy anything until you start college. However, do get the basic necessities like a backpack. You can get a couple of notebooks. You don't need to go crazy buying like 5 packs of flashcards because you may realize that you may not need flashcards and flashcards are always there. So you can buy the stationery as you go along. Like I remember last year I spent £50 on stationery that I literally didn't use. So things like post-it notes, it depends on what type of learner you are. For example, my revision strategy completely changed during A-level. I just don't make notes anymore, any of that stuff, because I get given the resources. Every college is different. Some colleges give you everything you need, but some people still like to to make their notes more concise and like summarize. It depends on your subject. Like, for example, my friends who do social sciences, they all use flashcards, and that gets them the grades. For me, I don't use them, but I still get the grades. Just buy it as you go along. They're always there. And things like the necessities, get the necessities beforehand, but like get a couple of folders, but don't go crazy. You don't need to spend a lot of money. with also textbooks, with regards to textbooks, don't buy any textbooks until you're like 2 weeks into college, because one, you won't know what exam board you're doing unless someone told you beforehand, and maybe you may change your mind on the subject. You'll be surprised at what you may not like and like. Like what I'm doing right now, I did not anticipate myself doing last year. So don't buy anything until you're like settled into college.
Also at the start, they often, I don't know whether your college did this as well, but mine got the old students, so the ones that had just finished the course, to like give their books, and they kind of paid them sort of like £10 or something, which is much, much, much more discounted than if you were to buy your textbooks brand new. But in terms of that as well, I genuinely just think, start with the basics. Obviously, you're going to need something to write with, you're going to need something to write on, and something to carry your stuff in, and they're really kind of the main things. You can, like you said, you can buy your flashcards, you can buy your day planners, or etc, etc, as you go along. But if, I mean, if there is some cute stationery and you think, oh, that'll really keep me motivated, I just really want it, then maybe go for it, maybe just treat yourself. So just mainly just go for the essentials, because for me, I kind of did the same thing, and I had like 8 different color highlighters. I used about 3 of them. So whilst you need the essentials, add the other things on later as you go. And like you said, you may even swap your subjects around, something that you might have needed before. You may switch your subjects, for example, the calculators, the special A-level ones. You might swap your subjects around, and then you've kind of just got this calculator lying around. So wait until maybe you're a couple of weeks in, and do your like back to school shopping. Get excited about that if that is something you do get excited about. But if you watch the hauls on YouTube and you see people with like bags and bags and bags of stationery, just know that that is not essential, and that you are not going to be missing out on marks just because you don't have one special pen, for example.
So they literally do it for the camera. Like, honestly, the amount of stationery I bought, I literally did it for the camera. Like, don't, like, do treat yourself. I'm not going to lie. It's nice for me to buy myself a nice set of pens. I would really like it. But don't feel like you're obliged to do it just because I did it. Like, if it's something out of budget for you, don't do it.
Yeah, you have to kind of remember that as well. Like, people are doing that to showcase a variety of different things, but it's not what you need. And I feel like you need to get to know A-levels, especially if you come from GCSE where you've always been given books and maybe your teachers have always supplied you with pens, etc, etc. Stepping into this A-level part of your life is maybe not as big of a step up as you feel it might be. So wait until you settle in and then kind of decide. For me, my college actually didn't provide me with any folders, any flashcards or anything. So be prepared at the same time. Maybe check in with your college, maybe people that are in the year above you, you can chat to and be like, okay, so what did you actually use? And what did our college, or what did our sixth form actually provide us with? Because, for example, if you're getting your binders and everything, you wouldn't then need to actually spend the money on that. But for me, mine weren't supplied for me, so that would have been an essential for me. So it's all really about finding out what works best for you and what works best as well for your sixth form.
Another thing, I feel like also don't stress about textbooks, because if, I don't know if your college had this, but my library, they supplied us with flashcards, literally anything I needed, they gave it to us. And there were also textbooks you can borrow from libraries. And they weren't really like, nobody was like, they weren't stuff people used to fight over. Like, if I went to the library at any time of the year, I would find at least 5 textbooks for any subject stuck in the library. So, like, it's not the biggest necessity, to be honest, to have a textbook, especially because nowadays there's so much free resources on the internet. So if you want a textbook, get one, but I wouldn't recommend getting it until you go to school, because you can get a lot of things discounted through school as well.
We did have to buy our own textbooks, but I honestly didn't really use it as much as I thought I would. We kind of used the school ones. I used the school ones for the best part of sort of the first half of sixth form. And then when I was thinking, okay, exams, I actually need to be doing revision, etc, etc, then I bought them. But I did get them on Amazon, and I did actually get them secondhand as well, because I'm not someone that highlights my books that often. I just don't find it super helpful for me, but I know that there are other people that will love them plain, that will go through, highlight them and use that as their revision resource. So it really, like I said, the whole way through, this kind of really depends on you, but get to know yourself, get to know kind of like the first sort of month, because really, I don't know whether it was the same for you, the first sort of month that we did We did do A-levels, but it was very, very trickled through. So there wasn't loads of homework at the start. There wasn't loads going on. And then they slowly picked up the pace. So I think that most schools are quite kind to you and that they do realise that you are new to this and that they are going to slowly introduce you. It's not going to be bang, you have to go straight into it knowing exactly what you're doing.
I started off with 4 A-levels. Chemistry and physics were not very heavy. I think maths and further maths, because we were studying double the amount of maths, I felt it was very intense. I struggled a lot at the start. Chemistry for me was always quite a straightforward subject. But I did physics for a couple of weeks. It was okay. I think physics and chemistry, they do ease you in. But the way I did maths was maths and further maths. I kind of got chucked into the deep end really fast. We were getting through content really fast. I struggled to keep up, but most subjects they do ease you in, and the homework is pretty like straightforward. And then it starts to get really difficult towards like Christmas and then onwards from there.
People do worry about the step up, and actually for me, I think doing GCSEs was kind of a bit more of a step up in a way, because it was the first time I've ever had to think about revision and ever had to think about exams. So when I went to A-levels, obviously a lot of things change. You have to use more initiative, you're more of your own person, but there are teachers that will help you and there are things that will be really helpful and you can still get the help. You're totally not just pushed out on your own. And yes, the work gets more difficult. And like I said, at the start of the course, I was really not doing particularly well. But you build up as you go along. It's a 2-year course. It's something that you need to improve on and work towards. So everyone's in the same boat. And do not worry about it being a massive step up, because like I said, everyone is doing the same thing. There will be people around to help you. These teachers aren't doing, well, most of them, this won't be their first ever sixth form class, so they'll kind of know how students react and what help they need. And if there is something that you do need help with, please ask someone, because at the end of the day, everyone's going to be human. Everyone is going to be wanting you to get their best grades, because at the end of the day, that helps your school out. Let's not forget, they want you to do well because it looks better on them. So if there is something that you need help with, especially if you're feeling uncomfortable in the first sort of month or so, you're really struggling to settle in, please go and talk to someone, because chances are they really want to help you out as well.
For me, I will talk about my personal experience, even though I feel like it would allow other people to relate. When I started college, I genuinely thought it was going to be perfect. I went to the college I really wanted to go to, and I loved the campus, I loved my subjects, and I was doing fine. I was just really struggling with maths, and I was struggling to settle in, and I was struggling to fit in because my school was massive and compared to like other sixth forms. But I literally decided, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go and see a teacher, go and speak to someone. Like, the schools, any school, no matter what, will have a support system in place. And the thing is, you will see other students around you looking like they're doing really well. If there is another student who appears to be getting A stars from the start, which I know a lot of people do that, everyone experiences A-level differently. For me, and I think the next few years probably, because GCSEs are really messed up, I had finished school in March and started in September, and I hadn't studied for really 6 months. So me trying to get into A-levels from doing absolutely nothing for 6 months was really difficult. And it was just like, it was really difficult at the start. And I think I decided to be resilient, put my head down and just get through it. And eventually A-level became a lot more straightforward. And obviously it is going to get more difficult, but I think it's just being resilient, allowing yourself to struggle and asking for help and just putting yourself out there and making friends. It obviously depends on how introverted and extroverted you are, but putting yourself out there, speaking to people. And the thing is, college people are so nice and mature. Like, you can make friends with anyone you want to make friends with. And you don't have, the thing is, the friendship is how you perceive it. If you want to be close to someone, that's your choice. If you don't want to, that's also your choice. Be yourself, and honestly, people will love that.
Definitely. I think people are a lot more grown up when you get into sixth form. It's kind of like something just switches. And like the people that you thought, oh, I could never be friends with them before, suddenly you're just really friendly and everyone just gets along so much better. So yeah, definitely. And I think that it's good that we are talking about this and normalising actually the struggle of sixth form, especially at the beginning, because whilst it is a step up, I think it's good to know that you, like, sometimes it is very normal to struggle at the beginning, and that it might be difficult, but that is fine. Like, that is okay. There is nothing wrong with that. You are starting something totally new, and it is a 2-year course. So as long as you're not struggling after sort of a whole year in, then everyone is feeling the same. If you are struggling after a whole year, and then that's fine too, just reach out for some help and just try and get yourself back on track. But the first sort of month or two, and if you are struggling, please don't feel that there is anything wrong. Please don't feel that you aren't doing enough. You are perfectly fine. You are just adjusting. I think that's what people feel about the step up, that whole adjustment. But give yourself some time. Give yourself some love. Just let yourself kind of breathe. Work, like, get into the flow. And after a couple of months, you will feel absolutely fine. And you will feel on your track. And you'll feel on your rhythm. And everything will sort of fall into place. And it, like I said, if you do struggle a year in, just ask for some help. Just reach out to people. There are always going to be people there that want to help you. People want to help you. You're not being a burden to anyone. That's what they're there for.
So if you are struggling with a course a year in, the most colleges at my college, a lot of people had basically switched subjects. So what they're doing is, you can do, I don't know if all colleges do, my college does it. If you find yourself really struggling in a subject and you just don't enjoy it, I think you can do a course in a year. So for example, some subjects you can do like sociology in 1 year, or certain BTECs you can do it in 1 year, or you can do, I think, theology in 1 year, or media, or any A levels. I don't know exactly which ones you can do, but that is also an option. Or there's also an option for you to redo year 12, maybe reconsider your options as well. Like, the thing is, like, don't rush A level. It's a journey you're gonna go through, and if school isn't for you, that's also okay. Like, some people do end up dropping out of college and realizing it's not for them. That is also fine, shame free. Like, school is not for everyone. If you are struggling in college, you do need to take initiative to go and see a teacher. Like, for me, for the first, I think up until Christmas, I used to go pretty much 3 days a week at lunchtime with my maths teacher every single week. And it genuinely helped me so much. I started picking up my grades. I started calming down. A-level was getting a lot more straightforward. And I think I took the initiative to go and to get help. And also another thing, in the first like half term or month or whatever, do take that time to like build up your hours, build up your revision technique, figure out where you want to revise as well. I don't know if your college does this, but my college has about multiple libraries and study centers. I think there's about 4 of them. You can go and study in school as well, and they have all the facilities you need. Some people prefer school, some people prefer home, some people prefer public libraries, whatever it works for you, like, just experiment and see where you can be most productive. I feel like that's where you should, what you should be doing before college gets too intense and then the exams get really serious.
For me, I found that our sixth form library was actually the best place for me to revise. I tried to do studying at home during my free periods, but because my college was only sort of like a 5-minute walk away, but it really didn't work for me. I was so much more focused when I was in that library. And yeah, that was something that I figured out pretty early on, just by trying out different places, just seeing what worked. Another thing that you kind of mentioned was that if you are a year in and it's really not working out for you, our school, I don't think it didn't freely offer that kind of 1 year A level, but they did do personalized plans for different people. So our head of sixth form would sit down and be like, okay, what is it that you want to do? Like, what is your end goal? And would really figure out a plan for that individual person. So sometimes people took the AS option, or they did loads of different things. And like you said, if sixth form isn't for you, and if that is not actually what you find is really being the best option, then there are other things that you can do. There are other paths that you can take, and it is totally shame-free. I love that you said that, because I think that people think, oh, I'm a sixth form dropout, but there, you know, there is no sixth form dropout. And if you have to redo year 12, that is, I do think that that's a really mature thing that you've had to come to that realization of, that actually I made a mistake. Like, I need to kind of reevaluate what subjects I'm doing, maybe, or maybe I just need a bit more time. Not everyone learns at the same rate, and I feel like there is this real time pressure of, you do sixth form for 2 years, you go to uni for 3 years, and then you get a job. But that's not how everyone's life plays out. And if you are feeling like you aren't keeping up with everyone, or you're doing things at different times, then that is totally fine as well. So I was watching your transition video on YouTube. I really love that you talked about the subject prestige, because I feel like that is a massive thing that people will be dealing with over summer when they're trying to pick out their A-levels, or they will be kind of feeling it in September when maybe they're friends are doing certain subjects and they're doing other ones that feel better for them but don't have this kind of prestige around it. So what we mean by this is kind of those subjects that people assume aren't as difficult. And I love that you mentioned that no A-level or no BTEC was easy, because I certainly for myself, I picked those subjects that I enjoyed to lead me to a path that I enjoyed, to nurture those skills I had that I enjoyed that then I wanted to take further. So for me, I did film studies, I did sociology and photography, that was the other one. And those aren't seen as difficult subjects, but for me, I found that actually the skills that I was nurturing were very similar to some of the prestige subjects. So for example, film studies at its core is very similar to English literature, but you are actually analysing visuals as well. How can people not feel this shame and this prestige around certain subjects?
I don't know, it depends on how your family was raised. I'm pretty sure this is everywhere, east, west, wherever you are in the world, this occurs. There's like a ranking of prestigious degrees out there. There's medicine, there's law, there's engineering, and there's like, they're all ranked like pharmacy, dentistry, all of it. And I feel like, I don't know if you agree with me, but science is always perceived as the harder one and the more prestigious one. So I can go and brag about that one. I'm going to be honest, I've seen my friends do psychology and sociology and media studies and BTECs and everything. I would find that really difficult. And I'm not saying my subjects are easy, because they're not. For me as a person, I do find maths difficult. I find some people out there find maths really easy. I find chemistry really easy. And chemistry is perceived as that really difficult subject. However, I have never struggled in chemistry ever. So everyone is different. Like, for example, I have a friend who's doing 3 different BTECs. And I looked at the work he does, I could never do that. Like, it's not easy, but some people just adapt really well to coursework. I like the practical learning. For me, I'm just quite a theory-based academic girl. That's what I like. And I'm quite straight to the point. That's what I like to do. I'm not someone who likes to, like, every time I do something, I have to do coursework behind it. I just don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
So everyone's learning style is different. And at the end of the day, if you're not interested in a subject, you're not going to be interested in a degree or an apprenticeship or a career in that subject. So, for example, if you don't like maths or physics, you're not going to like engineering. If you don't like biology or human anatomy, you're not going to like medicine. Obviously, that's quite subjective. But in my opinion, I would say pick subjects you enjoy. Being good at it is quite subjective, because if you put the work in, you will get good at it. And if you have the mindset, you will. But if you don't enjoy a subject, I feel like being open-minded is really good. I feel like, I don't know what I did. I started off with 4 and then dropped 1. I would recommend that, because you have, I think, 6 weeks to swap around and try stuff out. And also pick stuff without worrying about other people's opinions. Like, listen to other people's experiences, by all means, but don't think I have to pick this to please my parents or to Definitely. Please a family friend. Or to, you know, like, teachers will never force you to pick a subject. They'll recommend a subject for a certain career path, but they'll never force you to do it. If you don't like a certain subject, I'm going to say don't do it, because A-level is too intense for you to do something you don't like. So I would say is pick a range of subjects, swap around and drop stuff, and then hopefully by the first half term, you would have figured out what you want. Being a doctor doesn't guarantee you success. You need to be aware of that. Having a job as a lawyer doesn't guarantee you success. At the end of the day, as a doctor, as a lawyer, as an engineer, as a whatever, yeah, the job looks prestigious in society, and yeah, maybe you're contributing a lot to society, but your money problems do not go away. Like, you're still, at the end of the day, it doesn't make you, if this is not going to make you happy, then just purely don't do it. Like, you're not guaranteed to be rich as a doctor. Like, honestly, the amount of work you do need to put in as a doctor, you need to be a doctor because you love medicine. You love looking after people, not because of the money. Because if your pure goal is money, then get into business, get into trading, get into a money-making skill. Medicine is more to contribute to society. I know I'm using medicine a lot as an example because it's a very common one, but like, you don't need a degree to be successful. You don't need an apprenticeship to be successful. I've seen so many people get into this world self-employed, drop out of school and do really well with themselves. Like, life is a journey. School is not for everyone. And like I said, you could do a degree and literally never use it. So don't feel like your life depends on this degree, because it doesn't.
But also, in terms of things, if you're not sure right now, there are so many other options that you can pursue whilst you decide. I feel like there is this, like I mentioned earlier, this like sort of ticking time bomb that everyone feels that they need to have everything sorted out. But actually, you can kind of take a gap year, or you can maybe get a full-time job for a bit whilst you decide. You can always go back to things, especially university, if you're not sure right now. Maybe you don't want to go because of the current situation with the pandemic and everything like that. I know that was a major turn off for me as well for uni. And it's, I haven't gone, but it's not something that I've totally ruled out of my life. Maybe it will be for me, maybe it won't be for me, but I don't have to know right now. There is not really that much like time pressure for me, and I know that obviously certain circumstances can affect people, but I feel like generally speaking, just please just take a breather and just really assess what is your end goal, where do you want to get. Like you said, if you're thinking about being a doctor for the money, like there are so many other things that actually, if you are money mindset and you are money focus, that you can do so many other things with that, that you won't have to force yourself to go through with all the science stuff that maybe is just not your jam, maybe it's just not what you like doing. What is one piece of advice that you could kind of give to our students now as to how they can just maybe stop thinking about everything that's going on around them just a little bit to kind of make what they decide?
I think a good idea is to live in the moment, and I feel like not overthinking the future. This is why I really like the way you think, living in the moment and just thinking, okay, let me see how I can better myself now. So what I like to do every now and then is when I feel really burnt out and I wanted to take a break because life gets really overwhelming sometimes, and that's not a strange thing, is sit down, make a list of everything I'm doing right now and assess it in terms of like what's a priority for me right now to get done. What can I do to, you know, what do I enjoy? What do I feel is burdening me right now? Why am I stressed out? Another thing I really like doing is taking a jar. I've never done this before. I really want to do it. Take a jar, an empty jar, and write down your, like a fear, and then rip it and put it in a jar. And keep doing it, like write a list of fears down. And then you come to the realization that all of these fears are in your head. And I feel like it will help you let go of them. And I feel like it will allow you to live more in the moment and enjoy yourself now. Because if you're not happy in the moment, no matter what happens, you think you'll be happy once you get this degree. You'll think you'll be happy once you get your own house. You'll think you'll be happy once you get that new phone you want. You tie your happiness to certain things in the future, you'll never be happy in the moment, and you'll never allow yourself to appreciate life as it is. And I feel like just taking time to look after yourself and thinking that, you know, life is a journey. Things are not, don't have to be structured. You don't need to get a degree, get a job, get married, have kids. And that's your structure, because that, I don't know, for me, it feels like jail. In the moment, right now, I know that I need to apply to university in the next few weeks, in the next few months, sorry. So what I'm doing right now is preparing for it. If, for example, there's a lot of issues going on, let's say with, I don't know, I don't get an offer, for example, with any universities, I'm not going to sit down and stress out and end my life. Yes, it will be stressful, but I don't need to sit down and stress my life out. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's completely fine. Like, life is a journey. That may be a sign for me that school isn't for me. I don't know. But I feel like take every day as it goes, because I feel like this pandemic has taught us to appreciate life as it is. And I feel like we've all been so into certain things that I feel like, I don't know, like staying at home and like spending time with our family and things like that, I think it has allowed us to like slow down and take things as they are and take each day as it comes. Because like, I feel like the pandemic has changed us massively, if you agree with what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely. And I just think, do what you enjoy now, let the rest fall into place. You are so young, there is so much time to still decide. Get through the next stage, go to what you think is best, and if it's not the best thing, you've got time to change it, you've got time to do whatever you want, but please just enjoy yourself. There is more to life than totally getting the best grades. You can just, there is just, yeah, just do what you enjoy, basically, is what I'm trying to say, and don't be too hard on yourself. This was an amazing chat today. Thank you so much, Nada, for jumping on the podcast with me. It was really interesting to hear your insights. So if our students want to find out more about you, where can they find you?
Instagram, I have Snapchat, and I have TikTok, and I have a YouTube channel as well. You can feel free to message me on any of those, and I will do my best to reply.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review, and for more fun, make sure you follow us on our socials at stylishstudy_, and head to stylishstudy.com/free-ebook. That's stylishstudy.com/free-ebook for your free guide to grade boosting success. Catch you next week.